The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Announcement of further increases in health insurance. Consumers have been warned to avoid getting caught out by health insurance companies imposing much larger rises in the cost of their cover than the average figures, which have been quoted around 7%. The man who's all-knowing for as long as I can remember, Dermot Good of healthcare, all one word, .ie, healthcare.ie, and a Lockton company, and of course a man who really has a simple and ongoing message, which is to shop around because you can obtain savings. First of all, talk us through these latest round of increases. To be honest with you, I was reading this memo and your report, because front page news on The Independent, and I said to Deirdre last night, how much are we paying? Because we used to have four adult kids on it, and we're now it's just the two of us. And I was shocked to find it was 3680. And she had shopped around. We were with VHI, we were at Leia, and we're now with Irish Life. Like, it's a lot of money. And if it's going to go up another 10% or what, it's really becoming almost unaffordable to people. So first of all, what's the scores on the doors as regards increases?
Okay, so it's been a pretty challenging year now. So Irish Life Health went up on the 1st of January by about 3.5%. We had VHI follow on the 1st of March, Ivan. They went up by about 3% average. And Irish Life have just announced another small increase because of levy changes. So there's another 2% going on the 1st of April. Leia Healthcare have announced a 6.6% average from the 1st of April as well. And now the new entrant, Level Health, who just came in last November, they're increasing their rates as well, depending on what plan, anything from 6 up to 16% also in April.
So say your renewal date is February. This won't affect you till February 26, is that right?
Exactly.
If you don't pay a supplement?
No.
Okay.
If you've already renewed this, you can forget about this until this time next year.
Okay. So, as I said, your perennial advice is that you're not rewarded for loyalty with sticking with a firm. Tell me the type of anecdotes whereby people who have, they're afraid if they break a plan. It's a bit like your car insurance, you'd lose your no claim bonus. You know, the old adage, people will be loyal and they will repay that loyalty. What's your basic advice before we get into the weeds of some of this?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. There is no such thing as loyalty in the health insurance industry. So whether I'm with one insurance company 5 years or 35 years, I'm treated the exact same. They simply go by my contract, the terms and conditions of my contract from my last renewal. So I would say to everybody now, and particularly older members, because we know from research that older members are probably overpaying, anybody over 60, overpaying by about 50%. They are terrified of making any changes. And even listening to this, Ivan, they probably think, he's going to suggest switching to another insurance company. But that's not the case. 50% of people can get a better deal by shopping around and stay with the same insurance company because there's new plans coming on stream all the time. So I would say to people now straight away, there's nothing to stop you phoning up your existing insurance company. And, the Irish psyche is you tell them nothing. But with health insurance, you should tell them everything. Tell them what your existing conditions are. Tell them what treatment you have pending. Tell them your budget. Because then challenge them to find you a similar plan that fits that budget. And you just sit back and let them go through all their plans. And people might think you should never disclose your budget, but all the rates are set in health insurance.
But going back, I remember when I was health spokesperson in the late 80s, and the issue was community rating. In other words, that if you tell them, you're 78, and you tell them all your pains and aches and problems, say, Jesus, we don't want to insure you. We want to insure an 18-year-old who's going to be healthy and have no claims. Is there not? Where are we on community rating? And surely older people are more likely to be claimants and are likely to be penalised for that.
Well, here's the good thing now, Ivan. So the community rating legislation is basically there. It's edge in stone that cannot change. So in other words, to reassure everybody, irrespective of your age, your gender, your previous claims history, your pending claims, you cannot be penalised. You cannot be charged an extra cent, number one. They cannot put any restrictions on your policy. So you will be treated the exact same as that healthy 26-year-old.
If you're 17 or 77.
Absolutely. In fact, the legislation now, the community rating legislation, without boring your listeners with all the technical detail, the insurance companies actually get rewarded. They get age credits for insuring people over 65. So the insurance companies are indirectly compensated for paying more claims because they have older members on their books. So people should have no reluctance.
What's driving these price hikes?
The real thing, well, once again, listening to what the insurance companies are saying, it's really down to claims. I mean, what we're now seeing is that when I look at the press releases from all of them, claims are still going up by 15 to 20%, particularly from the private hospitals.
In volume
sector.
Or value?
In both, Ivan. Okay. So what's happening is the private hospitals are turning them around so much more quickly, which is good news. But also the actual cost of claims, the cost of new treatments, new drugs, new robotic technologies, everything. And we can see that right now. I mean, there was a time you go to a consultant, they charge you €200. Now some consultants are €400 for the first consultant or for the first visit. So I suppose the message to everybody is if you want to keep the exact same cover, you're going to have to budget for at least 10% every year of an increase. But Ivan, there's numerous things that people can do to bring down the cost and still keep good cover in place.
Okay.
You know, so they're the type of things people should be exploring.
Just tell me about your own model of total health care. Like, do you provide a phone service, an online service, a kind of, spreadsheet of what's available or where do you operate?
Yeah, so basically we do reviews. We review people's cover. So we do individual reviews. We also do employer reviews. So anything, to be honest with you, to do with health insurance. So effectively, Ivan, if somebody sends in the name of their plan and the renewal date, we will know straight away whether that plan needs to be reviewed. Sometimes people are on a really good scheme. They've shopped around very well and then they don't need advice unless the requirements have changed. But what I would say once again to all of your listeners that, you know, if they have a broker, they should go to them as well. But at the same time, one phone call
and
to your insurance
company. Brokers who do your house and car insurance, they do...
There are a lot of brokers now who will also give advice on health insurance.
Okay, because they didn't previously.
They didn't. And a lot of them only dealt with one insurance company. So just make sure they advise across all.
The minute you heard tell of, the text machine lights up. Anne asks, my VHI Health Plus Extra is due for renewal, but the plan has been discontinued. What would be the best replacement?
So let me give Anne the good news and bad news. Well, the bad news first, her plan is gone. Her plan was €3,000 before they retired it. VHI are going to offer her a plan called Advanced Care Extra Day to Day, which is €3,760. Ivan, I would say straight away, Anne, contact VHI. This is a long name now. It's the same name I just mentioned, Advanced Care Extra Day to Day, but add on the word select, €3,200. It means she can get the same cover roughly for the same premium she's currently spending. But if Anne is open to shopping around, there are other plans. VHI have a plan there, the Advanced Care 50 Day to Day, which is about €2,650. So what I would suggest that Anne does is she phones up VHI and asks about the new advanced care schemes. And if she likes what they offer, she could potentially save €1,000 and still stay with VHI. There's also, by the way, if a renewal is before the 1st of April, there's a plan there called Momentum with Leia Healthcare. Currently, Ivan, it's €2,600. So anybody who's on the old Health Plus Extra or Health Plus Access with VHI, you need to pick up the phone and engage. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself paying hundreds more for replacement cover.
This Louth listener, their VHI policy is up on the 1st of April and they currently have a First Care Extra 150-day-to-day plan. Had an operation last year and had to go to the public hospital in an emergency as it was closest to them. As I live in County Louth, I do not find any benefit in having health insurance. Would Dermot recommend anything?
So here's the thing. They're on a good mid-level plan. It's €1,413. So they're not overspending in terms of the plan. But they've raised a very important thing, Ivan. Anybody who's brought into hospital as an emergency, you're going to go into A&E, into a public hospital. And really, your health insurance is really of minimal use to you in that situation. You're in the public bed, you're going to be treated as a public patient. Where health insurance is most valuable is for the elective, the planned surgery. So you have to get your hip or your knee or your shoulder, your MRI. That's where health insurance really
works. It's access, but it's outpatient or inpatient. What you're buying is access, isn't it?
Yeah, two things. It's access, but it's also choice. Choice of which hospital, accommodation, which consultant, when to go in. So I would say to that person, they're not overspending. But really, you know, anybody going into a public hospital, your health insurance is of minimal benefit to you.
Here's a good one. Why do health insurances not give old people an opt-out for pregnancy care? We won't be having kids, but health insurance say it's mandatory.
So This comes up all the time. And what I would say to all of your listeners, if you see anything on your plan, maternity, fertility, psychiatric, alcoholism, it has to be on your plan by law. There's a piece of legislation, Ivan, as well as community rating, piece of legislation called minimum benefits. It compels the insurance companies to make sure every plan has minimum benefits on certain things. I would say to anybody who's over 50 and maternity, fertility is the last thing on their mind, just forget about that. It's on the plan because it has to be there. It makes no difference to the premium.
So to summarise, first of all, get advice, totalhealthcare.ie or a local broker. Secondly, do shop around. Do not be a captive to a simple renewal. Increases are in double digits, and also check whether the plan that did suit you maybe when you had kids and so on, and as you get older, is the most appropriate plan. You could be overinsured.
Absolutely. And there's new plans coming on stream all the time. And without being too much doom and gloom on this, as well as the increases, Ivan, there's benefit reductions coming through. So if people auto-renew, which is the biggest mistake you can make, and a lot of older people are going to do this, it means you roll over and do nothing. You're going to potentially end up paying 25% more for less cover. So get somebody, a trusted family member or somebody to review your cover for you. The savings, we're not talking about 50 or 100 euro here. The savings in many cases are into thousands.
See, my fear is Deirdre's a soft touch here. And I don't have the time to be worrying about this. All right. It's always a pleasure to Dermot Good. I don't know of anyone who knows as much about health insurance for decades as he does. You know, he's you're a gamekeeper turned poacher or poacher turned gamekeeper. You know, you've worked in this industry.
Good for something, Ivan.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Dermot, and thank you for answering those questions. Just breaking news, staying on health. The health unions, that's Forza, the INMO, have served notice of industrial action to the HSE today, marking an escalation in the dispute over the effects of HSE pay and number strategy, which imposed a fixed employment ceiling across all health services. So that suppressed posts at the end of 23. The two health unions have served 3 weeks' notice of action, and union members in both HSE and Section 38 voluntary hospitals have been instructed to engage in the action, which I assume is a work to rule, commencing on Monday, the 31st of March. Thank you, Dermot.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.